Let's go to our next story now. The Syrian army continues its offensive against foreign-backed insurgents in the city of Aleppo, making more advances in the area. Syrian troops have regained full control of the village of Sheikh Najjar and the strategic Qali Hill on the outskirts of Aleppo. A large number of foreign-backed insurgents, including some foreigners, were also killed in the offensive. It was the latest in a series of military operations against militants who receive military aid from their supporters in Western countries and their regional allies. Meanwhile, thousands of residents of the city of Al-Hasaka in northeastern Syria took to the streets to show their support for President Bashar Assad and the Syrian army. The demonstrators also chanted slogans condemning the militants' atrocities. Let's go to California and talk to Mark Weber, Director of Institute for Historical Review. Welcome to the program, sir. Mr. Weber, just how much does the Syrian army have the upper hand over the insurgents in Syria?
Well, as you know, the progress of the Syrian army has been slow, and the battle, unfortunately, has continued with mounting loss of life in Syria. This has been a very, very terrible tragedy and suffering in the region, and everyone hopes, of course, that the fighting could be solved or the conflict could be resolved much more quickly. It's encouraging to see the progress made by the Syrian forces, but it's also discouraging that the pace has been as slow as it is.
Now, of course, with the Geneva II talks suffering a setback, what lies ahead for Syria?
Well, unfortunately, it's obvious that the opposition or the insurgents are so divided and speak without any consistent voice that any kind of negotiated settlement, even if much of the opposition was in favor of it, is just about impossible under these circumstances. This unfortunately means that a negotiated settlement is less and less likely as time goes on, which is another way of saying that ever more obviously the only real solution, I think, is going to be the re-establishment over the entire region of Syria by the Syrian government. There's really no other viable alternative at this point. And this is also reflected in the confusion and the bankruptcy of U.S. policy in the region.
Now, of course, besides the divide among different opposition groups in Syria, why do you think the Syrian opposition constantly refused to talk about the issue of terrorism in Syria, despite graphic images posted online of insurgents committing acts of violence?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear the last part of your question.
Yes, in the Geneva II talks, we constantly saw that the Syrian opposition refused to talk about the issue of terrorism. Why is that so?
Yes, well, because the Syrian opposition doesn't want to acknowledge the issue of terrorism. This is unfortunately a part of the overall problem, and acknowledging that would, of course, be psychologically and propagandistically a big blow for the Syrian opposition. That's something that the Syrian opposition cannot even really acknowledge or even try to come to deal with.
Indeed. Mark Weber, Director of Institute for Historical Review from California. Thanks for your time there, sir.